I'm Abigail Beckman with 91.5 KRCC News. Governor John Hickenlooper has joined the growing chorus against the Trump administration's policy separating parents and children at the U.S.-Mexico border. As 91.5 KRCC's Benta Berkland reports, he called it child abuse.
Hickenlooper signed an executive order banning any state resources from going towards separating children from families on the sole grounds that they're violating federal immigration laws. Colorado isn't spending state money to do that now, but the governor says he wanted to send a clear statement that the policy is unacceptable.
It's hard to imagine that you take children away from their families in a traumatic situation. It's not going to have, you know, negative consequences, right? That's abuse, right?
Hickenlooper also wrote a letter to congressional leaders in Washington calling for the passage of the Keep Families Together Act. It's a bill that he says will only allow separation of children from their parents in the event of suspected abuse or trafficking. It's estimated that several thousand children have been separated from their parents since May. For 91.5 KRCC News, I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.
An El Paso County Sheriff's deputy accused of helping inmates sneak illegal narcotics into the jail has been fired. Stephen DiAgostino was arrested last week. The Gazette reports DiAgostino allegedly met with inmates' associates to pick up drugs concealed in food products, then brought the food into the jail and distributed the drugs. He's scheduled to appear in court tomorrow. This is 91.5 KRCC News.